This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I mean, that just says it all. I mean, it's designed, all of them are designed. One of them is going to be an ergonomic fit for you. And that's what makes them great. The idea that they have looked at the different body types and different people. And in certain cases, if it comes down to it, they even have some that are adjustable. So if you can't get one that is one piece and dial it in, then they've got multi pieces that are coming like the At-One Stock. Check them out, BoydsGunStocks.com. And in answer to anybody's question, do I plan on having Boyd's Gun Stocks, buying them? Sure. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because nowadays, where they're saving the money when they build a bolt gun or any sort of a rifle at all is on the stock. So I like for my stuff to be sort of nice. The FISA memo has come out. And, you know, the FISA memo, you know, this was all based upon a dossier that was nearly filled with as many rumors as that book, Fire and Fury, which is nothing but a big book full of rumors. And to the untrained eye, which, believe me, the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, which the CIA is not involved in this as far as I know, FBI, DOJ, they have investigators that can look at something and they can determine whether it is real or just salacious. So, when they got it, instead of making that determination, what they did was they decided to go ahead and use this to seek surveillance warrants to spy on a member of the Trump team. And if they had not had that dossier, it would never have happened. Now, Trump's White House has said the memo raises serious concerns about the integrity of decisions made at the highest levels of the Department of Justice and the FBI to use the government's most intrusive surveillance tools against American citizens. Under the Democrats, you had operations like Fast and Furious, where the State Department did not contact the judiciary of Mexico and say, "We are allowing guns to come into Mexico to the Sinaloas." That didn't happen. You had the FBI allowing background checks to go through for some of these obvious straw purchasers, including some people that were felons. There was one or two guys that bought hundreds of weapons, and they let the background checks go through. DOJ, Holder knew about Fast and Furious. Obama knew about Fast and Furious. And while we're looking, I mean, this right here, I'm bringing this up because that administration committed murder. Because we know of two cops, and they say up to 300 Mexicans. I'm sure by now we're talking in the thousands. And, you know, we're only talking about 2,500 guns. And we're talking about this going to the drug cartels who didn't need semi-automatic civilian versions. They prefer the military versions. And that was a crime against the citizens of Mexico and against the citizens of the United States. And it was put in place to subvert the Constitution. Because this is all about gun control. That was going to be all about gun control. We were going to, you know, they were going to, if somebody came in and bought multiple rifles, more than three, then they wanted to set this up to where there had to be a special filing with the ATF to alert them. And even after Fast and Furious got found out, they still brazenly imposed those regulations upon the border states. So, this FISA thing, this Steele dossier, this Fusion GPS dossier, written by Christopher Steele, paid for by the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign through law firm Perkins Coie. All of it was unverified. All of it was salacious, and all of it was, you know, about his connections to Russia. With Hillary Clinton making deals about Uranium One, with Bill Clinton getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do speeches there, and they're pointing to Trump. This memo, there was a big tug of war over this memo between the Democrats and the Republicans, the FBI and the Republicans. And you know, Carter Page was out there saying the dossier formed an essential part of the application to spy upon him. Republicans have charged that the FBI used the dossier prepared as a campaign opposition research, which everybody does this. Everybody does opposition research. Nobody goes out and gets a FISA warrant, though. FISA, for those of you that don't know, means Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. So you only get FISA warrants on somebody that you perceive to be a enemy of the state. Okay? Not a presidential candidate. Now, Steele got cut away from the FBI because he was sort of a chatty Cathy. And then he went around talking. He kept on talking even after they let him go. But Steele remained in close contact with a guy named Bruce Orr, who was an associate deputy attorney general. Orr's wife, Nellie, began working for Fusion GPS, which was behind the dossier as early as May 2016. And according to the memo, Steele told Orr that he was desperate that Donald Trump not get elected and was passionate about him not being president. Wasn't he British? That's what I want to know. And the clear evidence of his bias was recorded by Orr at the time and subsequently in official FBI files, but not reflected in any page on the FISA application. So, it also claims that the FBI and DOJ used media reporting to lend credibility to the dossier. Fusion GPS, it says, briefed major American news outlets to include New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, New Yorker, Yahoo, and Mother Jones in its contents. Trump says it's a disgrace. The reaction and what the actions they took with it is also a disgrace. Sessions responded to the release by saying he will forward to the appropriate DOJ components all information he receives from Congress regarding this. He needs to go out there with some pink slips. He needs to find these DOJ officials that were playing with this because they're still there in the DOJ and get rid of them. They say that he's going to be referring the allegations in the memo to the DOJIG, who can work directly with U.S. attorneys to build prosecutions. He says we're going to, and this may be all part of the plan that was going along all along with Sessions. Sessions is always out there looking sort of, I don't know, clumsy. But he can come out on this hard. Of course, the Democrats are looking at this saying it doesn't support the conclusions. James Comey got out there and got on Twitter. You quit, or you got fired, pal. Why don't you just stay fired and hope that you don't get swept into this? Hope you don't get swept into this. So, in the meantime, this was all designed to change your mind about Trump. That's why they got the media involved in it. That's all it was about. They went to all of this trouble to change your mind, and still you didn't change your mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I'm still live radio. You got to love it. It's the drama. It's the drama of the live radio. I love the drama. By the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Guns, Gun Stocks. That's the wrong one. That's the wrong thing. Where'd my thing go? Oh, there it is. Try this one.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's Gun Stocks are, they are the solution to a lot of things. A lot of people will buy a gun and they will find that it doesn't, it's not as, it's not as comfortable to set up. And then they're constantly looking for position or something like that. With a Boyd's Gun Stock, you can actually dial that in by getting the right shape, the right geometry to fit you. And that's what makes them special, and that's what makes them at the top of their field. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, getting your gun into the fight, I mean, we're talking something as simple as drawing your weapon. There is a distinct difference between drawing your weapon well and not well. When you do it not well, it's sort of slow, it's sort of sloppy. And if you do it correctly, it's like coming off of the starting blocks really sharp. And if you can move from A to B quickly, then you are ahead of the curve and you allow yourself time. And time is very, very important in a gunfight because there's very little of it. You need the time to manage the components of defending your life. So let's break down the draw. Okay? You're going to be going hands-on, and the first step in this process is getting your grip. And you're going to want to, you know, you're going to want to go the Bruce Lee way on this, so you're looking for economy of motion. So when it does hit the fan, the smooth draw stroke is going to win the day. Not necessarily the fast one, okay? The smooth one. And the grip that you initially get on the gun should be the same grip that you're shooting with. So that means when your hand hits it, your thumb, which is going to be forward, needs to be forward. Your finger, which is going to be indexing the frame and not in the trigger guard, needs to be on that part of the holster. And as you draw that, it just slides and falls onto the frame. It comes up, straight up, a little bit, clears the holster, and then now you're starting to sweep forward. You do not want to have unnecessary body motion. If you're carrying concealed, it's going to be inside the waistband or outside the waistband, but you're going to have a cover garment. So the cover garment has got to be swept out of the way. That's the only other motion besides the draw stroke you should be doing. You also want to make sure that when you do that, you do that completely. And if you have to hang on to it until you are clear of the holster, you got to learn how to do that. Many people try to do a half squat or twist their bodies during the initial index. That's wasted. That's a wasted motion. The other thing you're going to do is if you're not pulling clothing out of the way, you're going to index your support hand on your abdomen somewhere. You know, you want this flat on you because this is a move in preparation for the moment that you go with both hands on the gun. You're going to be up and out. That's the way you need to think about the draw. It's got to be up and out. Draw up towards your armpit and then simply lower your elbow, which brings the muzzle onto the target. It's a simple move, really. It's at one moment your elbow, everything's at 45 degrees, then it's at 90. Very simple. When you draw, also the thing to think about is in the beginning with a one-handed grip, for a moment, you're in a close quarters combat posture, and you can engage one-handed if you need to. You're going to want to bring that gun up to about the same level as wherever your support hand is indexed flat on your body. And that way you're, then now you're just going to like fold that hand over the gun. It's just going to lay on it naturally. At that point is when you begin to punch the gun out. You're going to drive it towards the target, and you're going to build on that grip. The grip is going to solidify as you're going. It's going to start out just being hands-on now. It's going to shape. It's going to do all of these other things as you're going out. Push the gun forward towards the target. Add the second hand to the grip. And you got to get that support side hand onto the grip quickly, because that's going to give you stability, and it's going to aid you in raising the sights on the target. Sort of want to melt together, I guess, would be the way to put it. That's the best way to put it. When you have acquired the target, whether you've got the sights on or if you're doing the point shooting method where the slide is now parallel to your eyesight, at that point, that's when you're going to begin to run the trigger. Press the trigger to the rear until the gun fires. Let the trigger reset and repeat as necessary. This is a very dynamic combination of things you're going to do. So the primary components of this, and this is a very important part of it, it doesn't mean that you have to be quick. Now, if you practice it this way, you will become quick. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. I mean, that's just the way it is. And with enough practice, you'll become fast and decisive and accurate. But a lot of these guys nowadays, the new training thing is the draw and the first shot. The first shot is very important. The first shot is really important. So for that reason, a lot of people are going with this first shot thing. So, you know, that's just a little primer for you. Just think up and out. Support hands melting together. Drive out to the target. Acquire that support hand grip, align those sights, and pull the trigger. Wash, rinse, repeat. I think that's a perfectly splendid idea. The other thing you got to learn how to do, which is also equally as important, is how to holster. Which you can do like Tatiana does it, which is sort of like the samurai, where she drags her gun across the top of the empty holster and then sort of pivots on it and drives it straight down into it. That's not a bad way. That's actually a pretty good way if you don't want to take your eyes off the target. But that whole draw stroke sequence, that can be a determining factor. And something to be practiced. You can practice dry firing right now. You can, while you're listening to the rest of the show, strap it on and go practice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This time I have the right button to push. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Yeah, Boyd's is in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania right now at some outdoor show. I think that's coming up next week. And, Destin Knutson is up there. He's in a video with me on YouTube. It's called Boyd's Gun Stocks Ergonomic Excellence. Go check that out and tell me what you think. BoydsGunStocks.com. By the way, the reason I advocate that way of drawing your gun is that close quarters combat posture that you can find yourself in, you can fight from there if you have to use that support hand to keep somebody at bay, and you're bringing that gun up just high enough to, engage, if that's what you got to do. So it actually serves two purposes. Coming out of New York State, their Andrew Cuomo's SAFE Act has been an absolute fiasco, which isn't surprising. A lot of it was based on non-science. Any attempt to try and create such a sweeping anti-gun bill is doomed to failures of compliance from the start. Gun owners just don't like a busybody government deciding one day that suddenly all that stuff that was legal isn't any longer, that whole ex post facto thing. Right now, the new problem is that people are balking over the attempt to create a handgun database. And it doesn't help that Cuomo's stated reason for it is stupid. I don't know. Where is this coming from? Where is this? Anyway. It's some statement from some publication. This week marked the official deadline for more than 370,000 handgun owners in the state of New York to register those guns with state police. New York is trying to use that information to build a comprehensive record of gun owners, something only one other state has done. The database that California started in 2007 has gotten mixed reviews. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, has said he wants to make sure that people who can't legally own guns, those with criminal convictions, serious mental health issues, or active restraining orders, aren't somehow falling through the cracks and holding on to their firearms. See, sometimes I read something like that, or I hear somebody stating something like that, and I say to myself, this is a person in a very powerful position. And I hear him saying something like that, and I just wonder, how on earth can you even form words? How did you get that much brain power if you believe that? The only people that might possibly comply with any database, which this is, they already have a registry there, which nobody complies with either, but anybody that would actually comply with this is going to be law-abiding. So the whole purpose of this is to stop crime, which it won't. It won't. The whole purpose of this is to know where the guns are. And then they have been caught in New York doing this before with a cross-reference. So, say, they're going to cross-reference my name, Bill Frady. They're going to cross-reference handgun permit, Xanax. Handgun permit, Zoloft. And they're going to look and see if I've ever been prescribed anything, any one of these, these drugs. And then... You know, the ones that everybody prescribes, although it takes away your rights if you take them, and they haven't ever done anything about that, and they know why they want to take them from you, because if you take it and you go off cold turkey, there's a lot of bad characteristics that can come from that, and, that kind of thing. But anyway, this is just aimed at the law abiding. Criminals aren't legally buying guns, and when they do acquire a gun, they're not going to register them. That's not how criminals operate. Even those who haven't been caught yet tend to buy guns illegally. They can get them cheaper, not have to worry about any kind of paper trail showing them to have a gun. So guess what they're not going to do? Now, if you said register their handguns with the state of New York, you win. Have a cookie. Cuomo and company, though, think this will work. He said, Cuomo, the guy who I don't even understand how he forms words, he said, we'll have for the first time a statewide handgun database that will allow the state, allow local officials to check periodically. The plan lawmakers approved calls for detailed information on hundreds of thousands of legally licensed handgun owners and their weapons down to make, model, and serial numbers. Some of that information was already available on gun permit applications filed at county clerk's offices across the state, but it was often outdated or incomplete. State police will build a database they can check against criminal records, alerts filed by mental health professionals, and restraining orders. Only law enforcement can see the information, not the public. Cuomo described it as a system based on common sense. You don't want criminals and people who are mentally ill to have guns, he said. Once the law passed, state police began collecting information from every person who applied for a new handgun permit. No, you don't want criminals and the mentally ill to have guns. And no matter how much I want that to be that way, that's still going to happen from time to time. And all of this seems to be predicated on the idea that the criminals will follow all gun laws until one day they don't. And that's just pure out nonsense. It's always been nonsense. The reality is that the database is nothing more than a roadblock for the law-abiding in New York State to have, in order for them to be permitted to exercise their Second Amendment right. And it's a roadblock that will make it easier for the authorities to further impede their rights in the future. They already know who owns handguns, right? After all, I mean, they already know that. From there, it doesn't take much for them to know where to look for what should the laws change. Gun registration leads to gun confiscation. And that's the reason that the New Yorkers are balking at the law. They know where this leads. The actions of the Honolulu Police Department recently proved how such databases would be used. So they're balking, and I can't say that I blame them on that one. The Honolulu thing in Hawaii, right? Marijuana is legal. Now, there's a federal law that states if you are a marijuana user, that disqualifies you from gun ownership. Now, the Honolulu Police Department, who also has a registry there, said that if you are using marijuana, you need to turn in your guns. They also had, you know, since it's legal there and everything else, I think they might have had names of those people, too. I'm not sure about that part of it. And maybe I shouldn't even say anything about it. But nobody told the Honolulu PD to do that. The governor didn't. The employee that pushed the button that sent out the warning about the nuke inbound, he didn't do it either. Nobody did it. The Honolulu PD took it upon themselves. And then they had to pull it back because, guess what? They didn't have the authority to do that. So, Stephen DeAndrilli called me from Jamaica, and he was telling me that now there's another stake in the game if I'll come up there, and we're going to talk about this permit thing and some of these other things that's going on there. And I may have to take him up on it because I just went to Las Vegas without carrying a gun. I know that I can do it for a couple of days if I concentrate. Hey, but in Dallas, I'll be carrying a gun to the NRA thing. You watch and see. Any politician that gets out there and proposes a law nowadays that we know is not going to stop a criminal, if it can't stop crime, it should not be allowed to happen. There's already laws about murdering people and everything else. Getting out there and trying to control human behavior ain't going to work. It's never going to work. It's never going to work. So there you have it. There you have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I don't think of it as rocking it, though. I think of it as making it the way it's supposed to go. Now, for those of you in the chat room that are asking me these questions and everything, wondering whether I'm live or not, I currently have to run the entire everything off of one laptop, which means I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 windows that I'm having to monitor and I'm jumping around. So if I don't answer you, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just probably looking at the wrong screen. So there's that. I was a little interested as to the position of Christopher Wray, the FBI head, who urged withholding the Nunez memo. And it makes me wonder whether or not Trump should have dismissed him. If he was another deep state operative, I would have just done it. But then CNN and the Daily Beast fabulous Spencer Ackerman pushed the story that he was ready to resign yesterday, and the rest of the Trump-hating media picked up the story and ran with a feverish hope for a second Saturday Night Massacre with its scent of President Trump's departure in disgrace 45 years ago, you know? Maybe so. But maybe the story's a little more complex, and maybe Trump has his reasons for continuing to express confidence in the man. He chose to reform a powerful agency that appears to have been hijacked at the top executive level. Now, the resignation threat appears to be fake news coming from Red State. CNN has walked back their story. Wray has not directly threatened to resign after clashing with Trump over the possible release of the memo. The source added, because that is not his style of dealing with conflict. Another person familiar with discussions about the memo said Ray didn't threaten to quit when he met with Kelly earlier this week and in numerous conversations since. But White House Chief of Staff John Kelly believes this that is a real possibility and has been working on a way to avoid another departure from an already turbulent Trump administration. There's a recognition, however, that Ray leaving could set off a chain reaction of events inside the law enforcement agency. Top officials inside the Bureau have been trying to identify who might be considered a Trump guy in the order of succession in the Bureau's organizational chart, although another law enforcement official said. And the operant word in that last paragraph is could, which means CNN hopes it happens, but there's no basis for claiming it will happen. Red State thinks that Ray was suckered, but, you know, they thought that earlier, but now they know better. They wrote, I suspect that about the time Ray told McCabe to pack his stuff and get off the battlefield, he realized he's been suckered into supporting senior staff who were deeply and maybe criminally compromised. Ray may be angry about being ignored on the memo, but he's going to be furious about being set up for a public buggering. there's another theory out there. Another theory. One that he is slowly but surely sweeping the partisan operatives out of the Bureau's executive suites all on his own. He's only been on the job for just a few months, and he told Congress in December he wanted to wait and see the evidence before taking any action against high-level investigators accused of bias and misconduct. And over the weekend, he saw some of that evidence, and it convinced him to remove his own deputy, Andrew McCabe. Former Assistant FBI Director Ron Hosko said, Ray is a smart, experienced attorney. He's not going to fold to this kind of pressure with no facts. So he saw something solid, something from the agency's inspector general, who has been investigating political conflicts and irregularities involving McCabe for more than a year. And whatever he saw wasn't manufactured by the White House. It came from Justice Department watchdog Michael Horowitz, who launched his probe at the request of the Democrats. My guess, and it's only a guess, is that Ray understands the enormity of the task he faces. So he's going to take a very slow and deliberate approach to it. In a lot of ways, he's like a new CEO who's been recruited to turn around a large corporation. But he doesn't have the ability to lay off people, close or sell poorly performing divisions, and encumbrances and civil service protections constraining his ability to discipline his troops. And he's only been there for 90 days. So, we'll see. We'll see. The first thing Ray has to do is avoid the trap of taking any actions that could be contested. Because that's always bad. And even though the executive levels of the FBI do not enjoy civil service protections, they have promoted and placed staff allies with those protections at critical organizational positions. And they can slow walk desired actions, bottle up critical information, and resist him in countless ways that will not be discovered for a long, long time, if ever. In order for him to combat these moles, his principal counterweapon has to be the mainstream FBI professional, those that are genuinely committed to truth and justice in the American way, the ones that are embarrassed and appalled at what they have seen of this corruption. They're the ones who can spot the resistance forces, call out their activities, and counteract their politicization. There are a lot of long knives that start to be unsheathed when careers are imperiled. And the most important weapon in mobilizing these allies is the powerful culture of the FBI, a culture that sustains the dedication that's expected of him. He has to reinforce the positive aspect of that culture and turn them to the goals that he and Trump hold. He's got to get politics out of the operation and uncover the abuses that have taken place since the Obama years. One of the things since the days of J. Edgar Hoover is they try to avoid embarrassing the Bureau. The Bureau has to look good. So, since uncovering corruption inevitably will embarrass the FBI, it is important that Ray establish the principle that only provable misconduct will be revealed and then punished. And he must be seen not as a wrecking ball, but as a one who's going to restore the FBI. Win back the public trust by being totally honest, while protecting innocents from false accusations. In that context, that's why he urged the redaction of names on the Nunez memo, and that can be seen as an effort to protect the good guys and not shield the bad guys. And don't forget that the Nunez memo is not the last word, because the Horowitz Inspector General's report is going to be issued in a matter of weeks, and any shielding at this point is a short-term act. So Ray has to get the wolves out of their holes. He's got to fire those that can be fired from his conduct, which is going to be long and difficult. He's got to move and defang the others, while moving allies into positions where they can do the nitty-gritty of cleaning up the messes. And those allies have to know that he has their back. When you have an FBI director who seems to be like he's stepping on people to get where he needs to go, or jumping the gun and embarrassing the agency without due process, that makes it tougher for them to persuade people down the organization chart to take what for some will be a career risk to help his reforms along with the opposition of a very powerful entrenched opponents currently in position in the FBI to retaliate against them. So, not for the faint of heart. I looked at that and I was wondering about that myself, so I decided to look into that a little deeper myself today. And that's what I came up with, was all of this information about him. It makes you wonder, though, doesn't it? I mean, if it is so bad inside the FBI to where the director can be, people can act in defiance of him, act in defiance of the commander-in-chief. What does that mean? Act in defiance of the oversight, which is Congress. What does that mean? What does that mean about the FBI? I know that look, the FBI isn't military, but it's law enforcement, and when you've got people working with you at that level doing the things they do, they've got to have confidence in you, but they got to get rid of some of this stuff that's corrupting. It's just, and if they have to, maybe they have to start over. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, the damning evidence is out. It's just going to continue to come down. Coming up on hour number three. When we get back, there's a suicide hotline for something I don't even understand in Britain, and we're going to talk about that just because it's weird. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.